Track 3, Unit 3, Listening Part 3, Multiple Choice.
My guest today is Olivia Hadfield. She's been doing research into colour, in particular how people react to different colours and why colours can prompt us to behave in certain ways. Olivia, how did you first get involved in this unusual line of research?
Well, it was a logical progression in many ways. I'd worked in marketing for many years, so I understood very well how industry uses colour to manipulate consumers. But I was tired of the rat race. I'd worked as a researcher after leaving university and actually just wished I'd never left that academic environment. So getting back into research, and this time looking at colour, seemed like the perfect solution, continuing with what I knew about, but coming at it from a different perspective.
You mentioned marketing. What has your research shown about how some brands use colours as part of their marketing campaign?
Well, firstly, that is absolutely commonplace. Colour is one of the most powerful influences we know. It can create moods and affect our behaviour and emotions. It's just a universal human characteristic. Though different colours can have different associations in different parts of the world, that's something that businesses could pay more attention to when marketing their brands. Mm. However, the main finding of my research into marketing is that up to 80% of consumers recognise a brand by its colour. But interestingly, less than 20% of them realise they're doing this.
So, thinking about the associations that people have for different colours, can you give us a few examples? Black, for instance. What do people associate with that?
Black is the colour of luxury and wealth. My research has shown that it's by far the most popular car colour for people who are well off. But why? I couldn't say. Blue is always associated with calmness, and that's because it has a short wavelength and is easy to process. So there's some science behind that. White's interesting because it's associated with cleanliness in the West, but with death in much of the East. Then red is associated with winning, so sports teams of almost every sort want red in their strip.
And I know that you've also done a lot of research into how our sense of taste is affected by colour. What can you tell us about that?
Well, some of it you'd expect. It's common sense. We instantly judge the ripeness of fruit and vegetables by their colour, but we also judge junk food by its colour, which you'd think could be misleading. Apart from that, the findings just get odder and odder. Hot chocolate tastes better in an orange cup. Sweet food seems sweeter on white plates. And dark-coloured soft drinks are more thirst-quenching than light ones. The list just goes on and on. There's little rhyme or reason to it.
And what about you yourself? What colours do you prefer?
One of my pet hates is actually the colours that people paint their houses here in the city where I live. It's so different now compared to the past, just like so many other aspects of life. In my neighbourhood, there was a time when you looked out of your window and, wow, it was a riot of colour. But people these days are afraid of standing out, or at least they're afraid of not being able to sell their house by painting it a colour that's anything other than dreary. So there's this sort of grey-beige look that I call greige, which is everywhere.
And lastly, Olivia, what about the future? What aspect of colour would you like to research next?
Well, it's an endlessly fascinating topic, partly because it can be rather unpredictable. We know, for example, that dogs see fewer colours than people, but they see moving objects much more clearly. Birds can see some ultraviolet and infrared light that is invisible to the human eye. So we already know there are variations between animals and humans, but what fascinates me is that this appears to be true even between different people. The ancient Greek writer Homer wrote about green honey, but I've never seen any. There is evidence that in some languages, the words for colours arise in the order that they can be physically produced. The Himba tribe in Namibia divide colours into categories that are quite different from those used in Europe. So, if I could secure the funding, I'd really love to investigate some of those factors more closely.